Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, Kyle Penny, president of the East Texas Communities Foundation. Great to have you back, Kyle. It's been a while and got a lot of catching up to do. Good morning.
Thank you, John. Good morning. It's nice to be with you today. We look forward to visiting.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Kyle, the East Texas Communities Foundation, been around for a long time now. 1989, 30 years. I remember, I was a new kid on the block in Tyler when everything got up and going, but get us up to date. Tell us what was going on in 1989 and what's happened in the 30 years since.
Sure. So in 1989, a group of leaders in the Tyler community said, you know, we need to have a community foundation that would allow people who are so inclined to focus their charitable giving, either during their lifetime or after they're gone, and an organization that can maintain endowments and support our local nonprofit community. So they set it up, and we currently serve kind of the whole northeast quadrant of East Texas. Community foundations are not very prevalent out in kind of rural America, so we have a lot of square miles to cover, but we offer some really valuable services that can support our communities.
Mm-hmm. ETCF works with individuals, families, businesses, financial advisors, and nonprofit organizations. You could almost write a song out of that, couldn't
right.
you? To create
right.
charitable funds which support a wide variety, and that's important to remember, a wide variety of community causes and individual philanthropic interests. That, by the way, taken right off your website, which is etcf.org, in case anybody wants to check that out and learn a little bit more online that we may or may not have time to get to on the show today. Another thing that it's important to remember, in my view, also on the website, philanthropy builds community and changes lives. People give to causes they believe in, causes they can personally support. I'm sure a lot of times people are not aware of the impact that they're having on the broader community.
Right. So East Texas Communities Foundation is here just to support philanthropy. There are so many great organizations that are on the front lines doing the hard charitable work in the trenches, helping our fellow citizens. The Communities Foundation is simply a support mechanism to allow individuals to be able to do that in an efficient way, to be able to set things up that make giving easier for them during their lifetime, and also to set up kind of legacy planning for what do I want to support after I'm gone? What are the things that I'd like to see continue, and some of the great organizations that have meant a lot to me during my lifetime? So we work kind of on both sides, lifetime and testamentary giving. And then we support our nonprofits. So a number mm-hmm. of nonprofits are very engaged in the work that they do, and that's different than managing investments. So the Communities Foundation kind of takes that responsibility on and supports a number of our nonprofits by managing their endowment funds, mm-hmm. which are funds set up to support them in perpetuity, to mm-hmm. Be invested well, to earn income as best you can in the economy, and support them with annual distributions.
Sure thing. And you mentioned that you try to make it easy. It says right on the website, offering simple ways for donors to achieve their charitable goals. You want those nonprofits to get that money, and you want to make it easy and efficient and effective at the same time for everybody concerned.
Right. So the hard way to do charitable giving is to create your own private foundation and run it yourself. We're the simplified choice for that. So an individual that might be contemplating, do I want to set up a private foundation or not, it'd be worth having a chat with us, because we might be able to help you do that charitable giving in a very efficient, very effective way, and take a lot of the administrative burden off of you.
Mm-hmm. I notice also on the website, and that's etcf.org, just to repeat that, there are three categories, right? I think they're on the home page: donate, donor central, and planned giving. Three basic tabs that you might want to open up if you want to learn some of the basics about how the East Texas Communities Foundation operates and how you can be involved. And then we'll get in a little bit later on, we'll get into the different, I think there are maybe five different funding mechanisms.
Right, five different types.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. But we also want to make sure that people know what you've accomplished in the last, it hadn't been quite 30 years. I think it was maybe late in 1989 when you got off the ground. But let's crunch a few numbers, the amount of money you've gotten in contributions, grants, assets, et cetera.
Sure. We've had a great run based on fantastic board of directors and leadership and integrity and credibility in our community, and the results kind of speak for themselves. In our 29 years, it'll be 30 years the end of June of this year, we've received $153 million in contributions over that time, made distributions of over $87 million. So that money doesn't just come in here and park. It's very active and supporting our charities and our communities. And then we currently have about $98.5 million in assets. So we're hovering right around the $100 million mark, which is a tremendous milestone for the Community Foundation in 30 years. And we currently manage about 360 different charitable funds. So the difference with a community foundation and a private foundation is one fund set up by one family. The community foundation is 360 funds set up by 360 different individuals or different organizations that we're here to support.
Talking to Kyle Penny, president of the East Texas Communities Foundation, I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. We gave a little bit of contact information out earlier. We've mentioned the website a couple of times. You're at 315 North Broadway in the Blackstone or Chamber of Commerce building, Suite 210. Phone number is 903-533-0208. And again, that website, etcf.org, if you want to learn more. Let's get into now a few other statistics. We just mentioned that you are based in Tyler. You do serve 32 counties in East Texas. You're a 501c3 public charity serving individuals and nonprofits. And I think at this point we probably need to kind of open things up a little bit and help people understand a little bit more about how you operate. And as I understand it, it's basically through five different types of funds, from donor-advised all the way down the list to unrestricted funds. If we could just get a little thumbnail on how each of those works.
Correct. So, you know, when somebody comes to the Communities Foundation and starts explaining what they want to accomplish with their charitable giving, it typically fits into one of these five different funds. So one of our most common funds is called a donor-advised fund. It's a not foolproof analogy, but a pretty strong analogy is like it's a charitable checking account. So it's an account that's controlled by the Communities Foundation, so you get that tax deduction right off the bat. But you have, as the name describes, a donor-advised fund. You have the ability to advise the foundation of the ultimate recipients of those charitable dollars. We keep it invested while it's at the foundation, and then you send in recommendations periodically. It could be weekly, could be annually, however the donor wants to do their charitable giving. And then we vet those charities, make sure they all qualify as public charitable organizations. They're in good graces with the IRS, and we send those grants out to those ultimate frontline charities on behalf of those donors. So it's a really great tool for donors to use, maybe instead of setting up a private foundation or their own nonprofit organization. The second type of fund that's real common is an endowment fund, what we call our nonprofit funds, typically set up to be invested so that the income off of that endowment goes to support a single charitable organization each year. So again, those charities have great skills, a lot of social skills and human interaction skills with the clients that they're dealing with, or it could be music if it's a cultural organization or music group. You know, their skill sets are very different than managing assets. So we manage the assets in that endowment. We hire professional managers to help us invest those wisely. And then income off those nonprofit funds goes back to those organizations each year to help support their annual operations.
Okay.
Third type of fund, we're kind of active in that season right now, is our scholarship funds. So I always use the illustration, if you wanted to set up a scholarship fund directly at one of our local educational institutions, they'll be glad to take money from you and help set up a scholarship fund that meets your needs, like TJC or UT Tyler. But if you wanted to set up a fund that would benefit, say, students from one of our local high schools without respect for what college they want to go to, then you have to have a different vehicle to do that. And that's where the scholarship fund at the Community Foundation comes into play. You can set up a scholarship fund. Maybe you want to encourage students to go into the field of nursing. The student that gets it this year might use it at UT Tyler. The student gets it next year might use it at Texas A&M or some other university. So the Community Foundation just helps manage that process, takes those applications. So we've got 150 plus individuals right now actively engaged in our scholarship committees, reviewing over 1,000 applications for this year and trying to find the best fit for those scholarship funds. So that's the third type of fund that you might find at the Community Foundation. And then there's a designated fund. So if it doesn't fit in one of those three categories, we can design a fund in a customized fashion to fit the charitable interests of an individual. And then we have an unrestricted fund. So if you're not sure what you want to do, our unrestricted fund is available. You can support the general work that the Community Foundation does. Our unrestricted fund right now helps support some of our prizes that are awarded on East Texas Giving Day.
Okay, and that's a big one that we're going to talk about in just a few minutes and spend a pretty good amount of time on that.
Sure.
Because that has just become a huge phenomenon. And let's see, this will be the fourth year you've done that, and it has really mushroomed. So we want to make sure we spend plenty of time talking about that. We are talking with Kyle Penny this morning on In Focus. Kyle's the president of the East Texas Communities Foundation based in Tyler. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Again, that contact info, 903-533-0208. Website, etcf.org, and the office in Suite 210 at 315 North Broadway, the Blackstone Building in downtown Tyler. As far as getting to a point where you know that it's time for you to sit, not you, Kyle, but just any individual who might be listening this morning to sit down with you or with Kyle or one of your colleagues at the East Texas Communities Foundation and say, hey, I need to know how to manage my money a little better as far as charitable giving is concerned. A little bit of my own personal situation here, just to kind of set the stage. I give to a number of different charities that I support here in Tyler, around East Texas, and actually around the world. I'm not in a financial position right now where I feel that I need to sit down with the East Texas Communities Foundation and set up a donor-advised fund or anything of that nature. Is there a certain point, maybe income-wise or based on some other criteria, where you really might want to start sitting down with somebody at East Texas Communities Foundation, having that conversation?
Sure. There's a couple factors on that. One might be you may not be in a position where your annual giving requires the assistance of a donor advised fund, but you might be looking to the future and saying, okay, I'd like to continue the types of charitable giving I'm doing right now after I'm gone. So that would be a good conversation to have with us, to sit down and say, okay, what would that look like? What kinds of things do you support right now? What type of assets would it take to support that in the future if you were to set up an endowed fund that would support your favorite charities in perpetuity? So we'd love to have that conversation on a testamentary gift. There are also different situations during someone's lifetime that would cause them to sit down with the Community Foundation and want to try to set up a fund. So a donor advised fund, some precipitating factors on that might be a significant level of charitable giving. I'm talking in the $10,000 to $20,000 range a year. If you're doing that level of charitable giving, that's probably a good starting place to say, okay, well, maybe the Community Foundation can help me get more organized or be more efficient, use the right types of assets. A lot of people have different types of assets. There are different assets that have different charitable incentives. So a common practice with a donor advised fund is for somebody to gift appreciated assets, such as stocks or bonds, investments that they've had over time that have appreciated. You can gift those investments directly into a donor advised fund and avoid the capital gains tax you might otherwise incur if you just took that money out and then gave cash to a charitable organization. So that's a great tool to use. The other thing you might want the Community Foundation to help with is the administration. So particularly on a scholarship fund, there is a lot of paperwork that goes into managing a scholarship process.
Yeah.
So the Community Foundation really plays a great role to help you administer that, know what the rules are that you need to follow in trying to support students in their academic endeavors. And we're just here to help you do that.
Okay. Crunching some more numbers now. In 2018, $15.5 million total given away through the East Texas Communities Foundation. Almost 1,400 individual grants. Foundation received $12.2 million over the last calendar year, with $6.4 million, more than half of that, donated in December. There's your year-end giving that you hear so much about. All in all, it just seems like things are rolling along, and the East Texas Communities Foundation, from what I hear and read, and just from the conversation I'm having with you right now, you're just growing. You're increasing your capacity to be a very strong asset in the East Texas community, I guess would be a good way to sum it up.
Right, and we're just picking up steam. We did a transfer wealth study a few years ago, looking at all the resources and assets across the East Texas area that we serve, a 32-county region. And there is $189 billion worth of wealth in that area. So we're just barely scratching the surface with nearly $100 million. Though our goal is not necessarily just to grow for growth's sake.
No.
It's growing to help people do their charitable giving. So when somebody identifies a need, something they want to support in their community, or some way they want to leave a legacy or engage family members in charitable giving, we'd love to have that conversation and see if there's something the Community Foundation can do to help you.
And again, how do you have that conversation? Well, you just call 903-533-0208. Or there's also an 800 number that I think I've left out. You want to give that to us?
866-533-3823.
866-533-3823.
Okay. 533-ETCA.
All righty. And making it easy to remember. And I'll repeat that again during the course of the show. People calling from outside the calling area may want to use that number. 315 North Broadway, Blackstone Building, and the website again, etcf.org. You can get all this information off the website, by the way. And we're visiting again with Kyle Penny of the East Texas Communities Foundation. Moving into one of a couple of key areas that we want to cover today, beyond what we've already talked about, which is also obviously very, very important, scholarships. The application season is over, and the scholarship applications right now are being reviewed. Sometime in early May, you'll announce who the scholarship winners are through the East Texas Communities Foundation. But it's not too early to start planning for the next application season, which is now only a few months away. I think you said it starts in December. Just kind of, a thumbnail where you are right now with a scholarship piece of your work and what we're looking at for the rest of the year.
Sure. In the cycle of our scholarship annual activity, we're in the throes of the hard work. So there are a number of volunteers active. We've got 68 different scholarship funds. So probably out of that 68, there's probably 50 or more of those funds that actually need a committee to help make that selection this year. There are a number of funds that that the student may renew from year to year, so we don't have to do every fund every year. But what we do to accommodate that, sometimes the donor wants to sit on the committee. Sometimes they don't. There's rules we have to follow on how they do that. But in following those rules and trying to get some people in our community that are interested in that particular scholarship subject matter, those committees are actively involved reviewing over 1,000 applications right now. So each committee may be looking at 10 to 20 different applications for a particular scholarship, and they're trying to identify who's the best candidate to award the scholarship to this year based on could be academic criteria, extracurricular activities, particular interests, or an essay that they write about their field of study that they want to go into. So those groups are actively involved. But we're also in the process of talking to new donors about scholarships for next year. So we start promoting our scholarships with the schools, particularly the school counselors, in the fall. So between now and August would be the best time if you're thinking about setting up a scholarship fund to give out next year. This year's scholarship committees are active. Those students will be announced sometime late April or early May. Who those recipients are, there'll be some happy students and some even happier parents helping out with those college expenses. We'll start promoting then in August, and then we'll open up applications again in December. So if you're a junior now, that December 1 deadline is what you're going to be looking for. You want to get on that website at etcf.org sometime in the fall and start taking a hard look at the different scholarships, reading some of the information about them and trying to figure out which ones are the best fit for you and what your career direction is.
Okay, 68 scholarship funds. You tell us you're handing out 147 scholarships this year. Over 1,300 applications were submitted, 192 volunteers working on the scholarship committees. At the same time, and I know we've covered this in the past when we had you on maybe just a few years ago, there are a lot of students and parents who don't know these scholarships are available, and we want to make sure we get the word out that as much work as you're doing under those scholarship auspices, there's still a lot of lack of awareness. People need to know that money's available if they say, oh, I can't afford to go to college. Maybe you can and you just don't know it because you haven't applied, you haven't looked around a little bit and considered the East Texas Communities Foundation as a valuable scholarship resource.
Right. So depending on where you want to go to school, your main source of scholarships is going to be through that school. So if you want to go to TJC, you need to make sure you're in the Office of Student Financial Aid and finding out every resource they have available. And they should point you back to etcf.org, as well as your student, your school counselor while you're in high school. They should be directing you to etcf.org. And again, there's a summary page there. Because these scholarships, it's not just one scholarship, mm-hmm. and we have 147 students receiving it. It's 68 different scholarships. So you have to go through that list, and we've put a chart, a little matrix together to kind of help you figure out whether you could apply for this scholarship or that scholarship. It tells you what the dollar amounts are on those scholarships, typically what schools they're restricted to, either a high school you're graduating from or a college or university that it's available to use to attend. Lots of resources there. Our main resource is the school counselors.
Okay.
Getting information out to those school counselors. So check in with your high school counselor and they'll know what scholarships are available for your school and your region.
Okay, thanks, Kyle. We're about to get to perhaps the big topic of the day, and we will do that in just a minute, right after we remind you that this is In Focus. I'm John Sims. We're talking to Kyle Penny with the East Texas Communities Foundation, office at 315 North Broadway in the Blackstone Building, 903-533-0208, or if you prefer, 866-533-3823, and the website is etcf.org, based in Tyler, serving 32 counties around East Texas. And now we move forward with something that's less than a month and a half away, East Texas Giving Day. You started that in 2016, and it's just really, really exploded. Let's just begin at the beginning. Tell us what it is, how it works, and what you're looking at for 2019.
Sure. So at the Communities Foundation, we've been watching around the country different communities participate in Giving Days, and it appeared that it was not just a phenomenon or a one-shot event like the Ice Bucket Challenge for ALS a few years ago. It looked like these things were going to stay. They had some longevity. They were serving their communities. They were building a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of energy around charitable giving. So we started to offer one in 2016. And it all hinges on a good technology provider. It's not something the Community Foundation can manage on their own. So there are some good providers out there that we've linked up with. The one we're using right now is called CiviCorps. It's out of Denver. They help about 30 or 40 different cities do their Giving Days. So they provide this technology platform that allows nonprofits to build what we call a landing page, a donation page for their organization. And it's all handled on this one site. So throughout the day on Giving Day, there's the ability to track gifts, keep up with leaders, show totals, what each organization is receiving in terms of number of gifts and dollar value of the gifts. So it brings a little competition to it and allows some enthusiasm and awareness to build. The event itself is a social media driven event. So it's different than your normal giving, where you might receive an envelope in the mail and a request for contributions for one of your favorite charities. This is a little bit different. It's online, so you may be getting the request by email or through Facebook or Twitter or other social media. And then you respond to this one website, which is tracking the activity throughout the day in this kind of spirit of competition. And then what you do different is share the fact that you're giving. So giving is typically kind of a private and quiet event, but not on East Texas Giving Day. We want to encourage people to give a shout out to the charities that they're supporting that day on their own social media pages. And that might be the thing that attracts one of your friends to give to an organization that you support. They see that you support this organization or that organization, and they go on the site and learn more about it and may be encouraged to make a gift themselves. So there are a lot of new donors that charities can find through this type of event. And it's just a lot of fun to see all these great charities and the work that they're doing, learn more about them, and help support their ongoing operations.
And that date, April 30th, mark your calendar.
April 30th, 6 a.m. to midnight.
6 a.m. to midnight, April 30th, 2019, East Texas Giving Day. And we gave out the ETCF website two or three times earlier in the show. There's another website, and as luck would have it, it is easttexasgivingday.org, another one that's real easy to remember. So a couple of things to remember as we try and get a good running start on all this. East Texas Giving Day through the East Texas Communities Foundation, happening April 30th. 6 a.m. to midnight, and the website to get all the information you're going to need, except, of course, what you hear on this show, easttexasgivingday.org. Keep that in mind, and it'll be here before you know it. Number crunching time again. 2016, almost $480,000 just in that first year alone, over 1,600 gifts. 2017, you went up to 498 and change. 2,170 gifts. In 2018, it exploded. $754,742, 2,475 gifts. And is that attributable just to more awareness, more interest, having a good technical provider to help you out? Or what are the factors that went into that big explosion last year?
Well, I think a number of the organizations are really kind of dialing it in. They're figuring out how social media can be effectively used to do charitable giving, and that's one of the main objectives of East Texas Giving Day, is helping our local nonprofits navigate the process of what is social media fundraising, how does it work, and what do I need to do to master it. It appears, John, that this internet thing is not going away anytime soon.
I would think so. Yeah.
So the proliferation of Amazon and all the commercial activity that's done online now, it behooves all of our local charities to get engaged in that and learn what it is that resonates with their donors, how to engage them and keep them active in supporting our local charity. So that's one of the main objectives of Giving Day. Another objective is to help find new donors. New donors are hard to find for organizations, typically yeah. very expensive to find. So East Texas Giving Day is a low-cost, easy way for nonprofits to engage their current donors and then use those kind of concentric circles. It's the 6 degrees from Kevin Bacon kind of situation. As they tell their friends that they gave or post on Facebook that they supported this charity or that charity, that may engage others and has indeed shown that, you know, 25 to 35% of people that give to an organization on Giving Day are given for the first time to a charity. Hmm. And there's also a high number of people on Giving Day that give to more than one organization. So it's a way to get somebody to your Giving Day site, and then from that point they can explore other charities that are of interest to them and often make gifts to more than one charity in a single transaction.
Okay. Over $750,000 raised on Giving Day in 2018. Do you have goals for this, or you, do you just kind of let it roll and keep doing what you're doing?
We kind of let it roll. I mean, ideally, the $1 million mark is not too far off in our horizon, mm-hmm. whether we'll see it this year or next year. So we'd like to see growth towards that. We'd also like to see, more than anything, the number of organizations increase. So we had about 150, nearly 160 that participated last year that received contributions. We'd like to see that number grow because there are over 5,000 charities in East Texas, and we want them to be actively engaged in social media fundraising.
Mm-hmm. East Texas Giving Day, it's at easttexasgivingday.org. It's handled by the East Texas Communities Foundation, the topic of our show this morning, and it's April 30th, 2019. Less than a minute to go, Kyle, and so much more we could talk about, but what better reason than that to give out the contact information again? If you have any questions, just call 903-533-0208 866-533-3823 if you prefer. And the website is etcf.org. And that's just about our show for this morning. Kyle Penny with the East Texas Communities Foundation. Lots to share today. Thanks for coming by and sharing it. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, John. Thank you for having me. And we always look forward to helping our East Texas donors.
You bet. Kyle Penny, East Texas Communities Foundation, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. Thanks, as always, for joining us. And we'll see you, as always, next week on In Focus.